Listen and comprehension. Listen to the following text twice and answer all questions. The Britain slavery. Many hundreds of years ago, Europeans were enslaving Africans. They needed laborers to work for them in this world new to Europe, the Americans. Africans did not have guns and could not win against the Europeans in wars, so they enslaved and transported them. Britain went to the west coast of Africa and enslaved Africans. Britain soon became the premier trader in the enslaved from the 17th century onwards and retained this position until 1807. Britain supplied enslaved African women, men, and children to all European colonies in the Americas. The trade became a very lucrative business. Many cities became richer and richer. For example, Bristol grew rich on it, then Liverpool. In London, they also dealt in slaves and even some of the smaller British ports. The enslavement of Africans was justified in Britain by claiming that they were barbaric savages, without laws or religions. Some people even thought they were without a language. But in the 1770s, some Christians in Britain began to question this interpretation of the Bible. Slaves worked under very bad conditions and were mostly treated very badly. Only some Roman Catholics treated their slaves a little better than most of the other people, including the Protestants. They began a campaign to convert the population to their perspective and to influence Parliament by forming anti-slavery associations. They fought many years to make slavery illegal and for the rights of African people. This fight was very hard and took a lot of time and effort, but in the end, it worked out. The act making it illegal for Britons to participate in the trade in enslaved Africans was passed by Parliament in March 1807, after some 20 years of campaigning and fighting for it. The act for the abolition of the slave trade made slave trade by Britain between Africa, the West Indies, and America illegal. This was a great success for all the people supporting anti-slavery, especially the Africans.